This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
We've gotten to the point here on air with what InfoWars does and the caliber of listenership we have and the poll we have, and not just this government but other governments, that any one of these broadcasts could easily be my last. And that goes for anybody. Anybody could go die in a car wreck or have a heart attack or stroke or be hit by a meteorite or get carjacked. But I can tell you that we're in waters with what's happening to InfoWars, where it's a bellwether or a trigger point, a tripwire, that the deep state war against the attempt to get our country back under our own government's control has gone into a whole nother phase and a whole nother strata of an atmosphere. And as I sit here and look at all this news and the intel I have, and people need to understand something. I don't say this to brag. The enemy knows this. 90% of the time, I don't get intel. I create the intel. And that's not bragging. The Democrats, the globalists know that. They know that I am highly respected by patriots in our government, in the military, and in intelligence agencies, because they know what I'm talking about is what they've already researched and know to be true, and I'm the only person on air that will go that far. We got the FISA memo from Intel, though, from William Binney, right after he met with the president. Now, I was asked by Binney not to say where he got it, but I think people can figure it out. Certainly the enemy can. So we're not up here, you know, talking about how cool we are or any of this crap. This is a real war for the country. I did a special report last night, Will Johnson in studio and Robert Barnes in studio, and we played a Fox News clip from Laura Ingraham, where she had these big Republican lawyers on and Governor Huckabee on, and they were laying out the FISA memo that we broke in January of last year, and then it broke in a couple of major newspapers 2 months later, and that's why the hell keeps breaking loose. Now, I'm not up here bragging about that. The president knew all this, and no one else would even cover it. A year and a half ago. We would. So the president sits down with William Binney, and then a week later, William Binney is on my show contacting me, former head of the NSA, you know, the guy that actually ran it. Not the political head, the actual head of it, the technical head. And so I'm just saying, it's not like our sources are right in front of you. Oh, here's the most highly decorated person in NSA history, super codebreaker with a 200 IQ that can do mathematics into the eighth dimension, and he's meeting with Trump, and then now we're getting this intel. And by the way, the FISA court put this out saying Obama came to us and criminally lied to us for three warrants. They covered their own ass when they found out about this. We told you about it. We broke it. And then what was the response? All hell breaks loose. Now it's on Fox News in 2019. So here's the deal. You're going to get next year's news today until they shut us down or kill me. And I want you to understand something. The frustration is Hannity is willing to put this stuff on air. There are certain things Fox won't let him put on air. He's very frustrated. They threatened to fire him dozens of times. They told him he's fired, then backed off because he said he was going on air with stuff. Hannity's good. So's Tucker Carlson. I'm just saying they don't own News Corp. I own InfoWars. So one reason that we're so awesome is we're not awesome. We're just willing to do it. So, I got a lot more. I told you I was in D.C. a few weeks ago, and I was meeting with people that are writing the direct reports to the president. And we're compiling reports to the president. I was compiling reports to the president through U.S. intelligence agencies on Friday. What the hell do you think's going on here? It's now time for people to learn the truth. I'm going to tell you when we come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his, like, little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked him off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Don't worry, these people aren't terrifying or anything. Every major public university in the U.S. does re-education camp training, teaching everyone that America sucks. You know the soundtrack running in the re-education camp and the fictitious Soviet invasion of the U.S., Red Dawn? The stuff they say on national news is worse than what you hear in a fictitious movie of a Soviet takeover of the U.S., how much we suck, how bad our forefathers are, how bad men are, how bad families are. We are experiencing classical demoralization, classical brainwashing, and we've been so manipulated by the Neocon Heritage Foundation and others that, oh, private companies can do whatever they want. Balderdash. Balderdash. Total baloney. And Big Tech's pissed because they know that I'm working with others and I get reports and briefings to the president. And the president goes and checks it and finds out it's true and says, why the hell wasn't I told this? And that's the main reason they want us off the air. It's not even about the big audience. It's not even about, no. That's the main thing because Trump researches InfoWars. So Brian Stelter might have finally said something true this weekend. Even broken clocks are right twice a day. Blind pigs can find acorns. When he said Trump is the InfoWars presidency. No, it's just the return of Americana. So let's get into the facts here. This is not a Gonzo journalism broadcast. This is not about me. But we're the number one domino to be falling here. And if other people don't stand up for us, it's designed that way. Then the entire First Amendment goes down. That's why Louis Farrakhan, who you would not call a right winger, was slipped into Paul Joseph Watson, because he's incredibly effective, and Laura Loomer, and others that are very effective in the five people that got banned off of Facebook. And it wasn't being banned. I was already banned off Facebook. They banned a bunch of fan pages and said in the press release, if you say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com, you will be reprimanded, and if you do it again, we'll ban you. That is a corporate gag order to 2.2 billion users who were induced to come in with false advertising and told they had free speech. And now they've got artificial intelligence in place. He admits that. Telling you that you will not say someone's name unless it's negative. And I'm going to show you the press release. But it's all over Twitter. Not on Facebook, they don't allow it. People are posting the message they get from Facebook, prominent journalists, where they say, God bless Alex Jones. Or they say, Alex Jones has a right to free speech. I'm going to show you these screenshots and put them on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners are on InfoWars.com. And they get an instant message, meaning it's AI. I mean, they get it in 1 millisecond. You are not allowed to say, God bless Alex Jones and InfoWars. Stop the censorship of conservatives. Free Alex Jones. And they said, only you can see this post. If you request a review, we'll have someone take another look at your post. That is the press release they put out on Thursday, where they said you were only allowed to explicitly condemn Alex Jones. So this has never been done in the history of speech. Not by the Chi-Coms. Not in fictitious 1984. Not in Stalin's Russia. Not in Hitler's Germany. They never said, you cannot say someone's name or an organization's name or we will penalize you. This is next level, breaking ground, history book level, science fiction dystopia, tyranny on steroids to the next level. And of course the president comes out and says this is wrong, but it gets even better. They can try to take stuff out of context and lie about me. Paul Watson is, I don't want to say milquetoast, but it's very, very pastoral compared to the left on MSNBC. And he was in thousands of newspapers. Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and other white supremacists like Paul Watson banned from Facebook. So they defame you while silencing you and silencing 2.2 billion users and slapping them in the face and saying you will not say someone's name. This isn't Harry Potter, folks. I'm not Voldemort. Now I want to explain something. People ask, how are you doing? Family calls. How are you doing? Well, we tried to say you're a good person and it said it'd ban us. I got cousins calling me and I'm like, how are you doing? You think I'm worried about me? You think I'm a shrieking violent that got into this because I'm all worried about me? Your children are having their entire birthright stolen from you right now. Look at the history books. This has never before been done. So here's the big announcements. I've watched congressional hearings last year. Anybody can look it up. Facebook and Twitter and Google told them that by the end of 2018, AI would be in full control and censoring, and that, quote, InfoWars stories will never be at the top of any of our sites again. That was their answer to bury it. Well, guess what? They already had the AI partially in place. We were still the top everywhere because we say things that nobody else is saying that are really true and that resonate. And they were bitching all over the news earlier this week. Oh, my God, Jones claims Biden had brain surgery and is slurring his words. He almost died twice. He had two huge brain surgeries. They removed part of his brain to the Associated Press, 1988, and then years later. He was slurring in his big announcement speech. He just said that Margaret Thatcher called him last year. Margaret Thatcher's been dead for years. She was the Prime Minister of England in the 80s. It's fair game to talk about people's health. They talked about Reagan's, McCain's. They admit they shut us down because we had the number one post on Instagram and Facebook last week. A video that just from a clip of the show with me showing them slur his words. A 5-minute video had something like 60 million views. They crapped themselves everywhere and they said, that's it, banning. Well, what are we going to do? They're going to say he's a conservative. Well, just put Louis Farrakhan in there. And then we can call Jones an anti-Semite. When anybody that knows anything about my show or the internet knows, for whatever mentally ill reason, you go to the white supremacist sites, they hate me like the Wicked Witch of the East in Wizard of Oz hates buckets of water, man. Which I don't even, because most of the white supremacists are leftist funded. I know why. But it's come out in court. But, man, saying that I'm an anti-Semite, that is really rich when I'm supposedly work for Israel, which is another load of crap. Don't work for Russia, don't work for Israel, don't work for the Vatican. I work for the red, white, and blue and my children and your children's future. And I don't compromise, and I'm damn effective, and everybody knows it. I'm bona fide, I'm real, and everybody knows it. And see, they don't like that in this world, having somebody that's real and stands for what they believe in. Trump neurotically stands for what he believes in and is committed and really trying to get stuff done. That's why they hate him and say he's not real. Because they fear authenticity. So Trump stood up for me. Matt Drudge stood up for me. Tucker Carlson stood up. But so many other conservatives are like, about time you start getting rid of some of them, you know, people like Farrakhan. And they're just buying into the trap now of universal censorship. We're going to talk about the next phase of this and what's coming next and what this heralds straight ahead. You do not want to miss this broadcast.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Issue a report to the president. I'm going to issue a report to you. I'm going to issue a report to the whole planet on what's really going on from the inside and the out. And again, I want to explain something. I don't get briefings from the U.S. intelligence community. I give them the briefings. And I think it's important at this point for people to understand that I'm not following orders. I'm giving the orders. And I don't say that in a power trip. I just realize we just need to go ahead and put the cards out there. Because the enemy knows that. That's why they want us off the air. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't a bunch of people that understand what I understand, that think just like I think, and that know more than I know in many respects. But you add what we do with the spirit of it and how it's done, popularizing the real fight that's happening gives incredible succor and sustenance and support and aid and comfort to the patriots in the U.S. government fighting back against the deep state, working with the Chi-Coms and others against our president and against the patriot movement that's taken over the Republican Party. We are winning. And I told you when I went to D.C. a few weeks ago that I had two meetings with people that had direct meetings with Trump. I had another meeting with someone who had been involved in the joint meetings and was writing briefings to the president. And I told you that the president is intending to move to have the deep state actors indicted. Now, Judge Jeanine Pirro just came out and said that last night. So you keep noticing what I say years ago, what I say weeks ago, what I say days ago, word for word happens. It's not because I'm Oprah Winfrey in The Secret and I'm going ooga booga abracadabra and then it's happening like I'm a wizard or Emperor Palpatine. I'm really a serious person, heavily immersed in all this. And I'm sorry, most people, even career intelligence officers and others, it's all compartmentalized, they're all infighting, they're all specialized, none of them have a big audience, they don't have freedom. And I'm a private organic citizen. But the wild card in all of this, and that's why they want us off the air, and that's why they want proteges like Watson off the air and others, is because they understand we beat them in 2016. We are spreading 1776 worldwide, Operation 1776 worldwide, a plan I devised and developed over a decade ago, and it has been adopted. And I'm not going to get into all the specifics of it, but you know most of the plan. But I put forward a plan that has been adopted by the president and by the patriots in U.S. intelligence. So, of course, the enemy shakes in fear of me. They're a bunch of social climbing, groveling minions. They're not leaders. And they shake in fear that we rebooted this audience, your support, your intel, your information, all of our guests, this college of ideas, was the rekindling of the spirit of 1776, and that we have changed the world and have already devastated the globalist. We haven't completely won, but I would compare it to Hitler's Operation Barbarossa, taking 3 years to turn back, but we're at the point of the collapse of the front and the beginning of the collapse of the Nazis. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. If you want to compare a World War II allegory, the globalists are done. They can try a lot of stuff. They can censor. They can play games. They can try to finance race wars. Once people are awake to them, it's game over. Once the population knows what they're doing, they keep trying the old game when we were asleep. That doesn't work anymore. And so they're using old propaganda you use on an unconscious public. That may work on their zombie minions. That's not working on awake people. When you sit there and point blank lie and try to demoralize awake people, it doesn't demoralize it. It motivates. You think my crew's more motivated that we've been under such attack or less motivated? You think the average person in the U.S. military is less motivated or more motivated? You think the Border Patrol's more motivated or less motivated that they're under total attack and the border's collapsing and they're begging for help? They're more motivated. And here's the thing about fighting and about information warfare. When you're on the offense and you're getting stronger, the enemy's getting weaker. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker. So don't ever let them trick you when it's in the news. Jones is being defeated. Jones is being destroyed. Jones is being shut down. That's all lies. A, most of what they say is happening to me isn't true. B, it doesn't matter what happens to me in the final equation. You understand that? What matters is what happens to this country and this world. So don't ever let them kill me at a four-way stop, claiming it's a carjacking or whatever they pull, and then say, oh, look, he's dead or you know he's defeated. You're never going to be defeated. You're never backing down. You're never stopping, and I salute you. Now, I said I was going to be calm today, but this is just so momentous that I'm going to try to go through this piece by piece when we come back from break. But something the crew keeps reminding me to do, because, you know, it's not a game that if we don't bring in major funding, after all the stuff they've done to us, we'll be shut down. Just the fact that we have to pay for all our audio and all of our video, and we have millions of viewers a day and millions of listeners just on our own streams, that's millions of dollars a year. Just in the bandwidth, not to mention infrastructure. So I'll tell you, when you build something this big that does this much, even for a small amount of money, I mean, a newspaper that serves Austin would cost something like $100 million a year to run. We could run this place for $25, $30 million a year. That's still a lot of money. Couldn't run it for that in New York. Take $100 million. So this isn't a game, folks. I need every listener that's never gone to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever reason to get off the fence and go get our coffee, go get our fish oil, go get our turmeric, get X2, get a book, get water filtration, get a video. These are all top of the line at great prices because that's my philosophy. And I'm not bitching at listeners, but I'm telling you, you couldn't spend money on insurance for you and your children and the future at a better place and get great products back at the same time. Now, I'm not going to go into a whole breakdown of the iodine conspiracy and how it's depleted in the soil and how our IQs and everything else are falling apart because we don't have it. It's rocket fuel when it's real iodine. You drink the iodine, you get it at a local health store, it'll probably kill you. Or you know, stuff for topical, no, don't do that. That's not really iodine. It's bound garbage with... We have the real pure iodine X2, deep earth crystal. A small percentage of folks can't absorb pure iodine. Most people can only absorb pure iodine. But we have X3 that is mainly pure iodine, but then it has the two other subtypes of it in a non-toxic way that the molecules help you upload it. I'm not a microchemist, biologist, but that's who designed it. Get a free bottle of X3 with X2 and it's 25% off. So if you want self-preservation and you want great products and you want to defeat the globalist and you want to wind this horse up to go all the way, InfoWarsStore.com and support us and support yourself today. We'll be right back.
My Leaps and My Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his, like, little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked him off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Don't worry, these people aren't terrifying or anything. So, A lot of people are like, wait, you were already banned on Facebook. Oh, hundreds of fan sites that had popped up since I was banned last year. Some had 300,000, 400,000 followers. Tens of millions of views of our videos every week on there. And Mark Zuckerberg came out. I had the clip, and he said, we're not going to let dangerous people on Facebook anymore, and you're not going to say their names. And they put a press release out. They said, we have a new level of banning, and Alex Jones will be the first person ever with AI computers watching in live time that if you say Alex Jones on Facebook, 2.2 billion people, that's bigger than China. That's more people than China. That's 700 million more people than China has. That's 2.2 billion people. You cannot say Alex Jones's name or InfoWars. And I'm going to play clips of that and go to news articles in a moment. But that's not enough. CNN, that had 10 million viewers an hour back in Larry King's heyday, they got rid of him when it dropped to like 9 million. They hired Piers Morgan and it went to like 2 million. Now their top-rated shows have 1 million viewers. Their average show, 50,000 an hour. Local radio shows have more listeners. Our restricted cutback show reaches millions an hour, a couple million. But don't worry, you know, if you've got a pumpkin head and you're Brian Stelter, you look like a rat-like possum, and it says on his bio on Facebook that Oliver Darcy is a defender of free speech. All he is a little tattletale that runs around making stuff about people and getting them banned. He was breathlessly on the show for several segments, but at the end he says, there's WhatsApp, though, that Facebook owns, and we're looking into banning it. See, making sure Alex Jones doesn't have it. See, last year, he knew who all my sponsors were on YouTube, even though you'd have to watch for hours to figure out who they were, and geolocating. Ads only popped up in certain areas of the country, so he couldn't find out unless he was in my account, him and Stelter. And then it was in the news. So was Media Matters. They knew how much I was being paid. They had a whole list of all these sponsors that would opt in to buy into my show. Oh, my gosh, the Pentagon was running Marine Corps and Army ads. He tattled on that, and boy, they did what General Stelter said. I'm going to say it again. Big Tech has access to everything you do, and they give CNN and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters access to your private banking information. It's totally criminal. But see, Big Tech, oh, they're a private company. So you collude with other companies and lie to you and sell your data and do false advertising until you come build up their platform and then pull the rug out from under you. Then they can call you a Nazi when they ban you. And then they can tell their users, you don't say their name or we'll kick you off. No, folks, that's called organized crime. That's called cult level, beyond Jim Jones, beyond the Branch Davidians, beyond the Hale-Bopp cult, beyond anything we've ever seen. Tell it, and as well, it's a private company. They can tell you. And by the way, I've got all the articles right here where they admit it. People in live time. Prominent journalists just test it and go, God bless Alex Jones. Boom. Post not allowed. You're not allowed to say this. And then people test it. It's all over Twitter. I was like number three on Twitter. Paul was like number one this weekend. Laura Loomer and Milo were like right there. So it's all backfiring, but people are saying Alex Jones is a scumbag child molester. Oh, absolutely. Good job. They say you're only allowed to say bad things. And Congress, in its addled mindset, is asking if this is censorship. Oh, but don't worry. Since you put up with this, MasterCard announced last week, they're setting up human rights boards right out of the Soviet Union, that are going to watch MasterCard users' cards to see where you're shopping, and that they're going to take your card away if you go buy from a hate monger. That means the NRA. That's what she said, the NRA. You try to go join the... Remember California? The governor and the city of L.A. both are trying to get the records of NRA members so that you can't have shitty jobs or work in the city. That's right. If you're an NRA member, you're not going to be on the police department. You're like, well, that's criminal. That's discrimination. Oh, no. L.A. is a private company. No, it's not. It's all a criminal move, and they're all linked up, and it makes it racketeering, and they've lied to Congress about the censorship. They are slapping us in the face, crapping on us, rubbing it in. Nothing. 1984 didn't go this far. Oh, but Ben Shapiro went on Brian Stelter's show and said, the ban of me is good. And that it's a private company. Old Benny Boy knows how to stay on air, doesn't he? Old Benny Boy still saying Russiagate's real. What a good conservative leader that they force feed to us. He syndicated 600 radio stations like that. Dun, 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 force fed by Google. Oh, all the white supremacists, they're all monetized, funded. People that say they love Hitler are attacking me every day. Millions of views. Oh, Google's like money machines. Boom, 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 boom. Bam, 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 bam. Because they're dividing the country. Trump tries to unify it with Kanye and everybody else. He's a Nazi. Yeah, the guy that bought up all the white supremacist golf courses and let everybody come on it. Jews, blacks, you name it. This is a load of crap. Said I'd be calm about this. Here, you're probably a new listener. And you're told don't believe anything Alex Jones says. Here is a stack of articles. Here's The Atlantic. With the actual email from Facebook, their press release. And it says right here, InfoWars is subject to the strictest ban. Facebook and Instagram will remove any content containing InfoWars videos, radio segments, or articles unless the post is explicitly condemning the content. And Facebook will also remove any group set up to share InfoWars content and events promoting any of the banned extremist figures, according to a company spokesperson. That's AI coming in to your browsing and what you're doing and telling you what you can say in live time. A computer over your shoulder, and in case the computer can't catch satire or whatever, they have 20,000 Southern Poverty Law Center trained people, criminal organization, offshore, literal communist group, that will go and look and see if it's sarcastic and decide. Because the big joke is, I explicitly condemn Alex Jones. So people put my articles and videos out, and so far the AI doesn't get it. So there's a bunch of jokes online where it's like all my videos and everybody's watching, and they just go, this man is a piece of filth. This man is garbage. So everybody, feel free to do it. Just, I am the devil. We had to come up with my new gnome de plume, you know, a new code name for me. Spartacus 76? Who knows what we should do? Mr. 1776? I don't know. But you know, and then they'll say, oh, they're getting around the ban with a code name. We won't let those Americans or the other 1,900,000,000 people that aren't in the U.S. that are on Facebook. We're watching you too, and you too could get banned. You too could get listed as an extremist. Oh, but don't worry. It's already in place. I told you 6 months ago that starting now, it's in place. Microsoft and others are now officially putting it out with a thing called NewsGuard. Run by neocons who bragged, how did I know 6 months ago? Did I have a crystal ball? No. They were at a big NATO conference in Germany, and they had these big neocons that worked for George W. Bush saying, oh, you've seen nothing yet. We're going to ban everybody, all the Trump supporters, everybody. We've got AI going in, and we've got access to everybody's phones. We're going to watch what people are doing in live time on their phones. That's what NewsGuard does. They're on your phone. And they tell you what you can look at. In your phone, watching you surf, putting up messages and warning you. Oh, but this is a private company. You buy this phone, they got spies beyond the NSA jacked into it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America. America, America. We're all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We're all living.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're live here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then I come back Sunday live as well, 4 to 6 p.m. We have David Knight doing a great job of the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. weekday mornings. We have Owen Schroyer with the War Room that's on 3 to 6 p.m. Central. We're trying to add more shows soon that we'll be announcing, hopefully. But separately, remember, we're on hundreds of radio stations. We're on hundreds of TV stations and cable stations, some big cities, some small towns. But you look in the media, they go, Jones is off the air. He's defeated. What about websites? What about InfoWars.com? What about NewsWars.com? And I get blown away from D.C. to Austin, Texas, everywhere. People go, man, we used to love your show on iTunes. I was subscribed for a decade, or I used to watch you on YouTube. Man, I miss your show. And I'm like, I mean, I know you're smarter than the average libtard, but you know InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, we've always had our own audio and videos. We just had trouble paying for the bandwidth. Hell, I was streaming my TV show 16, 17 years ago. I was the first to simulcast radio with an actual TV format, not just a webcam. And I'm not bragging about that, but we've innovated. But it's you, human intelligence, overriding Zuckerberg, and it's people on Facebook. How dare him tell 2.2 billion people you won't say Alex Jones's name? That is cult level. And then you add the university discrimination. And you add all the anti-free speech there and the discrimination against jobs and the Antifa attacking people and Democrat leaders saying run conservatives out of gas stations and shopping malls and restaurants and all of this. And it's all over the world. The EU is arresting people that criticize radical Islam or talk about any basic stuff that's going on. And then they sit back and they say, oh, no, no, it's a private company working with other companies to target certain groups, lying to Congress about the censorship, and then internal documents, Facebook, Google, saying, we'll deliver the next election to the Democrats, and that's why they're doing this, and the Project Veritas videos and all of it. This is the fight for this whole country. The fight is against China and big tech together against us. Hillary's even said that. Will Johnson, talk show host, patriot, NotAmericaFirst.com, great guy, does some reports for us as an auxiliary reporter, contract reporter. You're here in Austin Business the next few days. You'll be sitting in some with us. We've got Millie Weaver and others popping in. Caitlin Bennett and all the demonization attacks they've been under because they're effective getting the word out. And the next hour with us as well, I want to get to a bunch of clips and Brian Stelter saying furious Trump, says he's furious that Trump is now the InfoWars president and putting out a bunch of disinfo. This is a guy with 100,000 viewers. This is a guy that sets himself up as the policeman of the world, saying he's for free speech, saying Trump's attacking their speech by criticizing him when they want us off the air. It's insane.
It is insane. If anything, he should be fighting to keep you on the air. This is free speech we're talking about. They are attacking Americans because they don't want Americans to say what they are not programmed to say. And it's just like you said, now if you go on a social media and you say Alex Jones, that you're subject to be banned. What is that? They're giving your name power. That's exactly what that is. And it's all going to backfire on him.
I agree with you, but Zuckerberg has $76 billion. He's 34 years old. He sounds insane in the speech we're going to play next hour where he announced all this. He believes he can override humanity and history.
I believe that, too. I believe he's trying. I believe that he believes he can. I mean, I saw the George Soros video where George Soros believed that Mark Zuckerberg believes he's a guy. With the rest of the social media, they believe that they're guys. They believe that they control thought. They control the reality. They could control the narrative. They believe this. They truly believe this.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You're a smart guy. You've made a lot of predictions that have come true. Obviously, they put out in the news before they banned us why they're mad. CNN and others, instead of Brian Stelter, they said, turning point, the CIA produced The Exorcist. I went and saw the director of it, who also produced it. He was CIA psychological warfare. He admitted he used CIA training in it and that it was designed to, quote, be a turning point to bring in more deviant art and things. I'm not saying censor him. I went and saw him speak at Alamo Drafthouse like 18 years ago. They said that was fake news. I also said Biden had two brain surgeries and looked like he's had another stroke, slurring his words. He did have two brain surgeries. How is that not fair game?
You know what? That's a very good question. How is it not fair game? They don't care. I mean, ultimately, they don't care. Unless it's something that they're pushing, unless it's the agenda that they have, they don't care. Everything else, nothing else matters to them. They have to control. It's about control. It's controlling all of us. And if they can't control us, then what? I mean, the 2016 election is primary example of them losing control. They could not control the narrative. They said all the polls, President Trump is going to win. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. President Trump's not going to win because Hillary's in the polls. She's going to be the winner.
By the way, there's the Washingtonian with the director. Think The Exorcist was just a horror movie? The author says you're wrong. Control CIA. I never even read the article. I'll say it. I saw him say it, and I looked it up. He was a high-level operative, and the CIA helped produce it. I saw him say it, but they say I'm lying.
Of course. Of course, but that's their motive. They have to say you're lying. Even when you say the sky is blue, you're lying. Even when they come out and they show tangible proof that you are telling the truth, they still have to come out and say the lie, to say that you're lying. Because if they can't control the way people think, if they can't control the narrative, then they're losing. And they see that constantly. So, of course, they have to change it. I mean, what else can you expect from them? I mean, what should we expect anything else from them? If they're going to constantly push out the lies and tell us that, hey, you know, Alex Jones, he's a monster. He's going after people. He's done this and he's done that. And then people start believing because a lot of people don't go out and they don't research the truth for themselves. And if they don't research it, that's what they're going to believe. And they have done it very well. The liberal media, they've all attacked so many people to get people to believe that, hey, this subject here, I mean, just like I was saying on the 2016, when they were telling everyone that Hillary Clinton was in the polls, she was 99%, no way that she could lose. And then the American people stood up. The American people showed up. And then now they have to blame Russia. Because why? Because the American people are not dumb. They truly believe the American people are dumb. So if you do something and you say something that they don't agree with, what's the best thing they can do? lie. Constantly lie.
And now they need us off the air so they can lie with impunity. The outrageousness. Look at these headlines. Washington Post, you name it. Facebook bans anti-Semites. NPR, same headline. And then it says, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul is getting lawyers. He is going to sue. We're trying to raise the money to make sure we can do it. But my God, people say, oh, we'll just take it. There are a lot of crazies that try to literally attack me on the street screaming, I'm Hitler or I'm a Russian agent. This is dangerous when there's no proof of that. This is crazy.
Well, it's the same thing to go along with. They always try to say that white people, white supremacists are on the uprise or attacking people. They're trying to take over. But they have no footage of it. Now, I can show you footage of Antifa, BLM, and BAM attacking conservatives at their
rally. All over the country. The I can show it on May Day.
Someone's walking around with a Trump hat. They get attacked. But you can't show Trump supporters going out attacking people at these rallies. You can't show Trump supporters deliberately attacking someone because they...
Well, you're from Arkansas, one of the strongest places for the KKK, and I'm sure you ran into a little bit of racism or something. I mean, I saw some in East Texas growing up. Not a lot. It was always white trash that were into it. But, I mean, have you had a bunch of racism problems?
Oh, no. Now, I didn't have a racism problem until I became a conservative. When I made it known,
that's what I was about to say. Is like my, I told you know my dad and his dad served the KKK in East Texas. My dad said that wasn't a big deal. They were all losers. By standing up to them, we just told them to go to hell. It was just it was no big deal. Like somebody yelling at you in a parking lot. It was like he's like,
you know, before Obama, we knew that there was racism. We knew that there was the white KKK out there. Okay, we all knew that. But you know what? We just acknowledged it. They weren't going around trying to kill people, not the way the media is portraying it today. Even right now, they don't have the footage.
The KKK was powerful when David Rockefeller's father and the Department of Education, the federal government funded him for about 10 years in the 30s as a national movement for eugenics. And then Hitler embarrassed them, and then they weren't big.
Yeah.
That's it. When the Democrats funded them, they were big. That's it.
Exactly. And now the Democrats are trying to fund them again, trying to bring them back to light.
And then saying we are.
Yeah. And they say, or I'm a Nazi, neo-Nazi sympathizer.
I've seen that.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's dumb. Why would I do
they
that?
They said Candace Owens loves Hitler.
Yes.
They're totally made up.
Yes, because she made a statement. She talked about his ideas, what he was trying to do. Nationalize the country, because he's a nationalist. There's nothing wrong with being a nationalist. But when you're trying to bring
but she said then he invaded other countries, he
yes,
was global.
Of course.
She was talking about policy like a real person does.
Of course.
Like Hitler built the major highways that we copied. And the space program doesn't mean he's a good guy.
No, of course not. But you know what? Just because you do something wrong doesn't mean you're a bad guy either. We all make mistakes. You know? But they take anything that we do as conservative Christians, and you do that one thing. You do that one thing, and that's it. They try to crush you.
Meanwhile, they lie about WMDs.
Yes.
I have the WikiLeaks right here, one of the famous ones I'm going to show later, where the top professor is talking to Hillary and talking to Podesta, and he says it's time for race war. He says the public isn't listening to us anymore. We need to create cultural war and turn people against each other, which has already been going on. He says we've already been doing it, but not enough. Okay. We've got to get to Brian Stelter. Says he's furious Trump. He's now the InfoWars president. Talk about a condescending, arrogant person who's not self-aware. That's all coming up. And what this signifies, the deep state's making their move. It's not just going to be Facebook. AI now is going to be in your phone controlling what you can visit and what you can do and reporting back on you. Microsoft and others have announced it. We must have congressional investigations. It must stop now.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.